Welcome to MG Dovers, guys. Here we believe in the quality of our stock, not the quantity of them. My name is Marina, and these are my sheep. Welcome to my business.
Hey guys, it's me. Welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about a little bit more detailed on tagging. I did a live a few weeks ago when I was tagging my lambs from this year, and I did get a few questions and a few comments that I thought I would answer for y'all. I know some people are kind of confused about my system of tagging, and I didn't discuss too much about that when I was doing my live. So I thought I would talk about it to you guys today. So my first question I had for about tagging, and most of these questions were asked during the live, so I'll go ahead and answer them. My first few questions were kind of about, does tagging hurt the lamb? And I kind of explained it a little bit as I was tagging, but the truth about that would be, if you think about it like getting your ears pierced, it's just like a ripping off a band-aid, you know? You're just doing it fast, and the pain doesn't hurt as much. Those lambs are super young, so their ears weren't fully developed, and that feeling isn't totally there in their ears, so it didn't hurt too much for them. It just is a little pinch, and then it's done, and then it might sting a little. It doesn't hurt that much. It's a little sting, a little pinch, and then it might be a little sore. That's it. I kind of put the lamb in between my legs, I find, and then I tag on whatever ear I need it to be on. For the rams, I can't even remember. I think for the rams, I have the tag on the right and the ewes on the left, or vice versa. I can't remember. I'd have to look at one of my animals, but I had one of the tags on the left, one of the tags on the right for rams and ewes, so I can look at the animal and know right away that's a ram or that's a ewe, especially if they're in together, then I can quickly know who is who from farther away. So that was kind of the first few questions I had. I know some people were kind of really antsy about knowing that, like if it hurted the animal, if I was causing the animal pain and all that. So I wanted to answer that for y'all. I know it's a little confusing when I'm doing the lives. I'm trying to get what I can done, but still try to talk to you guys. So that was the first question. Again, if you guys have any more questions about what I do or about my routine or anything really, just go ahead and drop a comment. Either on my podcast or on my YouTube or on my Instagram or Facebook. I'm on all of those under MG Dorpers, so you guys can check that out. I have lots of awesome stuff on there that would really be helpful for beginners or if even you're learning still. I do really want to mention you guys, I just released a brand new dialogue of Zoom classes, and this one's a little different. I finished updating my website, and these classes are super cool because you can buy whichever one you're interested in. You can pick whatever classes you're interested in, and you can just get those, and they're great topics. I am so excited because these topics are going to be a full an hour of information, and we're going to have great content, slides, some informational videos. So this is going to be a huge class, and it's going to have lots of information in it. So I do want to make sure you guys know that if you're just starting out, or maybe you're still learning about the Dorper, or maybe you're interested in learning more about the Dorper, go ahead and check those classes out, because these are going to be perfect for you guys. I will go ahead and tell you guys the topics of these classes, because we got some great topics in these. It's not like a complete dialogue, it's just a few classes that you can pick and choose whatever ones you want to take. I did have these classes paid for just because they take so much of my time, and just because there's a lot of information in there that takes me days to put together. So that's why they're priced this time. Usually I do free ones, but these ones are priced. They don't start until later. I think they're like in June. So they don't start for a while, but I definitely would sign up and reserve your spot if you're doing it live. But the recording gets sent out to you too, so that's pretty cool. Typing and selecting sheep is the first topic. That's for the first week, and you guys can choose whatever classes you want. So you don't have to take the ones that are on there. You just pick whatever one you want. Typing and selecting sheep, that's a really good one. I'm taking all my information I learned from when I go to the American Dorper Sheep course on learning and how to type sheep and placing them. So I'm going to take my information I learned from that and putting it into my class because that's going to be something a lot of people further out in the States can't get to this class on there. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about it for you guys. So hopefully that'll be helpful. The other class is Small Business Essentials. That's great for beginners. Because you can learn kind of the ups and downs of building a business, and the 101 parts, tips, tricks, sites, all that information that is probably in your mind when you're starting out and trying to build off of your business and find more stuff to build your business from the ground up. So that's a great one if you're in that situation. Another class on there is selling lamb. This one is great if you're planning to butcher lamb or be selling it. This goes all on the cuts and how to price and all the information on raising them. So that's a great class for you guys if you're interested in doing that. The last class I have listed is herd health. So this is all about how to take the best care of your herd and how to become, as said on my description, the best shepherd ever. This is going to be talking about the nutrition and minerals included in feed. Because a lot of people, they don't know what to feed their animals when they're starting out. They feed such gross, unnatural stuff. It's disgusting. And they actually will feed stuff that they don't know is poisonous to sheep, and their sheep will end up sick. So this is a great class if you're starting out or if you're still trying to learn more about the Dorper. This goes over great stuff on how to take the best care of them and kind of my tricks and supplements I give to mine that help them stay healthy during, after lambing, and everything in between and after. So go ahead and check those classes out. They're on my website, and there are also a little bit information on my Mighty Networks. I haven't finished updating my Mighty Networks classes on there yet. I'm still figuring this out because my Mighty Networks is pretty new, but there's going to be some great updates on there soon as well. I'm trying to convert to using Mighty Networks more so for my classes, but there's still more information on my website. So those are great classes if you're interested in all that. Everything is on my website if you're looking for information about the classes. So great stuff on those. And there is also really some new PDF I have updated to my website. It's called, let me look it up, I forget actually. It's called My Way of Kickstarting Your Brand. Learn tips, tricks, and more about starting a brand. And also, it's a really cute cover I designed. So that's also a great little PDF guide to starting your brand, building your business from the ground up. It kind of goes over some of the basic details I'll be talking about in my classes. So those are great. It can really help you out. And we're going to be doing more classes this year. I'm really trying to build those classes. And hopefully we get some more people on there, hopping on there, because these classes are really great. I do try to be as detailed and in-depth as I can because I know a lot of people starting out don't get as much basic information they need in order to start. So if you're in that situation, if you're starting out, or maybe you want to expand and understand more about the Dorper or how to raise them the best way, these classes are great for you. I'm going to be doing more classes. If you have any topic ideas that you want me to be discussing, go ahead and drop it in the comments. But we're going to have some great classes. I can't wait for this upcoming year of classes because, guys, these classes are going to be jam-packed. The information is going to blow your mind. So excited about that. I have some good stuff on my Instagram I've been doing. I just try to update y'all as best as I can. I know it's difficult when I don't update all the time, but I try my very best. The other day, we just moved the fencing, and I posted a little reel about that. And you can really see the difference between the grazed and undergrazed pasture. So check that out because I'm going to do some grazing information this year probably. And we've got some great topics. Herd health is a great topic. I can't wait to discuss all of these with you guys this year. I hope you're enjoying my Shepherd Cast. I hope it's helpful and understanding. And if it is, make sure to like and also go ahead and follow me. It's always great to have that support from you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And make sure to share the podcast with other Dorper breeders that may be looking for new information or just starting out, because it really does help expand and help grow people, because there's not a lot of podcasts out there that talk about the basics and how to build your business. So thank you guys so much for listening in. If you have any questions you want me to answer in my next podcast, drop them in the comments or go ahead on my social medias and check them out. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one.